It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
With dramatic effects. Flashback on a Tuesday, and no bad bunnies, but we got a bad possum. We go back to the year of way back this morning.
1959. Woo.
And the little George Jones.
Light lightning instead of Mountain Dew. Woo. I took a little sip and right away I knew as my eyes bugged out and my face turned blue. Woo. Lightning started flashing, thunder started flashing.
White lightning.
1959, White Lightning, released on this date yesterday, back in 1959, and one of the early forays by George Jones. Became his first number one single, and it was pretty much right out of the gate for George Jones. Recorded there on the Dallas side of things in a little tiny studio that no longer remains. It was a song that was first done by J.P. Richardson, otherwise known as the Big Bopper, and written by the Big Bopper himself. George Jones, of course, grew up there in Beaumont, Texas. And after he just bounced around a little bit right there, but just really wanted the gigs on stage and stuff, he ran into the Big Bopper, known as J.P. around town. J.P. kind of put him under his wing. Of course, they didn't have much of a friendship as far as length-wise, because it wasn't long after that that in the day the music died, the Big Bopper ended up passing away with Buddy Holly and the like. Well, it was 2 days after that that George Jones went into the studio to record this song. And you got to think the headspace. Now, he just lost his really good friend, his mentor, and was about to record a song that the Big Bopper had done himself and had written. And over the years, the story of George Jones being more than just slightly inebriated in a recording session would certainly flow for various reasons, but maybe one could understand the headspace that he was in at the time. And this one took a lot of takes. There are various reports, and of course, you know, you go back to 1959, how the truth can get distorted over the years. I saw once that it took 18 takes. I saw another that it took 87 takes.
Oh, wow.
I have a hard time believing that. But nonetheless, when it came down to it, George was so snookered that the legendary producer Pappy Daly said, "You know what? We're just going to use the first take." And that's
for crying out loud,
what they did.
Sometimes it's all you need.
It worked. And George Jones said he never did remember singing this song in the studio.
Oh, but